Northeast Ohio musicians are feeling the immediate effects of the coronavirus outbreak. They've all had gigs canceled for the foreseeable future, as all of the region's bars and venues have closed. I talked with some people in the music community about how they're banding together to keep their art alive and supported.
Don't have to face these dark blue times. Don't have to face these dark blue times.
Instead of standing on a stage in front of a crowd, area musicians are sitting at home with a guitar in their lap in front of a camera, performing virtually for a group of their fans.
So thank you guys all so much and being with us while we try this. I've already smiled much more in the last 15 minutes watching everyone come onto this chat than I have all day. So
it's a new reality for musicians who suddenly have seen their livelihood disappear amid the coronavirus outbreak. Cleveland singer-songwriter Michelle Gaw said she sat at home experiencing anxiety for days until she decided to start Virtual Shows Clee. Using the online meeting platform Zoom and getting the word out on Facebook, she's hosting concerts several times a week. Fans can donate $5 to join. The first concert, held Sunday night featuring Gaw and singer-songwriters Matt Moody and Doug Nichols, drew a virtual audience of about 50, and she's raised more than $1,000 so far.
It's weird not hearing people clapping, you know, but I can see the chants.
If you have any requests, I will try to play them if I can read them from here.
Each night this week, Akron singer-songwriter Zach Friedhoff has been performing live on Facebook, either with his guitar or hosting meditation sessions. The coronavirus has put his music career on hold indefinitely. He normally plays more than 200 shows a year, and his band, Zach and the Bright Lights, are releasing a new album this month.
Music is definitely more than what I do. I feel like it's what I'm here for, and it's kind of the one major gift that I've been given to share. Definitely a challenge to not be out sharing it. I always feel really off whenever I'm not performing.
As musicians feel the effects, so do the region's independent venues. They've all had to close following recommendations that people avoid gathering in groups of more than 10. Musica in downtown Akron closed last week. Owner Jen Kidd says she made the decision shortly after global concert promoter Live Nation halted all of its tours until at least April.
And I recognized the importance of people who are that big and have that much money. Like, when they're ready to stop making that money, I don't know, it kind of shows the scope of it.
For now, Kidd says she's working to find ways to connect with artists virtually. But she says she feels for everyone.
I'm so excited for summer because I'm like, August, we have all these things going on. And now I'm like, all right, next week, are we all safe? Are we all healthy? Does everybody have food? Like, that's as far as my brain can go right now because it just has changed so quickly.
Musicians say there are ways the community can help. Akron pop artist Natalie Martin says her band Dream States had 3 important gigs canceled this month, losing out on at least $500. She says now is the time for fans to buy an album or merchandise.
Even though people mostly listen to music through singles these days, albums are still being made. You can still sit down with one musician for over a half an hour enjoying their product.
And some international touring bands are using their voice to get the word out. Torquil Campbell of the Canadian indie rock band Stars recently wrote an opinion article in The Atlantic, shedding light on how little streaming services like Spotify pay artists. He encourages musicians and their fans to turn to Patreon. It operates like any subscription service. You pay a monthly fee that directly supports an artist's work.
It can really make a difference, even if there's only 30 or 40 people who are following you. If those 30 or 40 people are giving you $5 a month, well, there's your telephone bill and there's some groceries. And it's that kind of like baseline essential stuff that I think is going to be really difficult for some of us to come up with right now.
Meanwhile, the region's musicians and venue owners like Musica's Jen Kidd say they believe in the strength of their community.
I hate that it brings out something this ugly, but everybody is just trying to work together to make everything better. And the music scene is amazing and strong, and I can't wait to have music again.
I was born a dreamer, so
at WKSU.org, you can find a list of ways you can support local musicians and links to some of the area's virtual concerts.
I can almost taste it. I can nearly touch what's mine, but the road is crowded and